born and raised in Waukesha. He did his first hunting and fishing right here. Now he hunts the world and cooks it up deliciously, featured as the Midwestern host of The Fowl Life on the Outdoor Channel. Joe Clayfish was raised in the Shaw. A couple extra
pounds, never really. Good evening, Wisconsin. Welcome to Raised in the Shaw. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, of course, Raised in the Shaw. Coming to you live from the Fishbowl in downtown Waukesha. Swing by, say hey, 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Have we got an exciting show for you this evening? I mean, announcements that are going to blow your mind. First of all, number one, I can smell it in the air. We are getting close to hunting season here in Wisconsin. That means within 2 weeks, Early Goose opens. And then from there, Katie bar the door. It's wide open for turkey hunting, deer hunting, small game hunting, whatever you need to do. And I'm so jacked right now. A lot of you guys who listen were fans of the show Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. I did that for 13 years on Channel 12 WISN, my alma mater. And that was kind of a dream come true when I was able to start that show. I always wanted to have kind of a local television show. And a lot of you guys have been there through those years and transitioned with me now working for The Fowl Life on the Outdoor Channel, which has been incredibly exciting and really something new that I've been able to do. But one of the things that was tough for me and difficult to give up was my co-host, Danielle Fairman. Danielle Fairman was the co-host of Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. And I am so excited to announce here tonight that Danielle Fairman is going to co-host this outdoor show with me on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw. Danielle!
Woo-woo!
We are back together, and I wish you could see it. I mean, if you want to check out the Facebook Live and check out WAUK's Facebook, we have three dogs with us in the studio today, two puppies, and Peaches. And Peaches, I've
it's
hunted with
party.
Forever, but it is a puppy party. What was the Dr. Seuss book? The dog party, where they have a big dog party in a tree or something.
I have absolutely no idea, but it sounds like a good book for me to read right now. At 34
Seuss
years old, I would still read it.
It's probably the level of reading I finally reached.
Yes. And also joining us in the studio is an old friend of mine. And I say old because now both of us are old.
Thanks, buddy.
Mike Keller, who's
you
been
can see
in
the
trenches.
Love in the air.
Been in the trenches. Hunted when I started hunting 13 years ago or so. Mike Keller was one of the very first people I ever hunted with, and he's definitely taken it to a new level in his life. Not only does he field hunt, but he water hunts the old squaw out on Lake Michigan. He's been trying to convince me to do that. He's a dog breeder. And
the three dogs that we have in here are
yes,
his.
The three dogs we have in here are his. And I have to tell you, I mean, when we're in the field and a goose or a duck is shot, it can be a mile away that thing lands. And Peaches mm-hmm. is not coming back without that waterfowl. No question.
We've seen some pretty cool retrieves.
I can't even believe it. Mike Keller, welcome to the show. What's up with you, man?
Yeah, hi,
not
Mike.
Much, man. How are you doing?
Well, I'm going. It's life is kind of crazy. I'm going through a reset, as many of you listeners know.
You're about to hit the easy button, bro.
I don't know.
Do you have an easy button?
I don't
it's
have
hunting season. It's the easy button.
I don't slow down. And that's, you know, part of what I enjoy so much about the state of Wisconsin is that there is always something to do and there's always something.
Oh, my favorite is don't you ever work all season. You're about to hear it.
Yeah, don't you? No, and people don't realize we're just up at 3 o'clock in the morning and we hunt till 7 or 8 and then we go straight to work and do that till 10 o'clock at night and then we try to get 3 hours before we're up doing it again.
Right.
But
I actually transitioned this year. Hunting is going to be my work.
Really?
For 60 days. I'm going to be guiding old squaw hunting exclusively.
Wow.
I'm shutting the company down and doing the hunting thing.
All right. Well, keep your mouth next to the mic so we can actually hear you, Mike.
Sorry.
So the old squaw hunting, I think that a lot of people, I would say a ton of people who hunt in the state of Wisconsin or know the state of Wisconsin don't even realize you are able to hunt these incredible, beautiful ducks right in Wisconsin. They're known as sea ducks, mm-hmm. and we have Lake Michigan, and they come here.
Well, the coolest thing about it is, like you said, most people don't know they're here for one, so there's not an insane amount of pressure. And for two, it's really cool because we actually have a huge population here, so we get a very high volume of gunning on them, where like if you go out to East Coast and you're going to go sea duck hunting, you're not going to see a lot of old squaws. You're going to see a lot of scoters, a lot of eiders, and a lot of cool stuff, but old squaws are kind of mixed in because they're out deeper than those other birds. And here, we don't have the eider population or the scoter population. We have the old squaws, and so we hunt them pretty exclusively out there, and our limit here is 6 versus 4 on the coast, which is really cool. You should all Drake limit old squaws. It's tuxedoed pintails.
Yeah, it blows my mind, to be honest with you, because when you're field hunting around here, first of all, are these ducks that have gone off course and they're away from the sea? Is it the Mississippi Flyway? Why are they here in the first place?
No, the cool thing is Lake Michigan is a stop in their migration now, along with Lake Huron and the Great Lakes, because of the zebra mussel. So a lot of people, you know, the zebra mussel back in the day was a bad thing. It's an invasive species. One of the things it's really done for us is it's cleaned up the lake a lot. Mm. Our lake is beautifully clear because of the zebra mussel now. It's a great food source for a lot of animals, and the old squaw is one of them. They love them.
They
come down through here.
I did not know that at all.
And hit the Great Lakes on their migration because it is such an abundant food source for them.
So when they're migrating, so they're coming from the north, heading south, obviously, during the winter months, and then they do the other direction in the summer months.
No, they actually migrate differently than every other duck. They circumnavigate the globe. They go all the way around.
No way.
Yes, way. They're the most prevalent sea duck there is. Out east, they call them the coot of the sea.
Because there's so many of them.
Yeah, but they're tough to get on, that I can tell you.
Well, yeah, because you got to go out 100, 150 feet of water.
So where are they going from here? Stop here in Lake Michigan,
what
in
they'll
the Midwest,
do is they'll go from
where are
here
they going?
Down to Huron, and then out to Erie, and then out to the coast. And then they'll hit the ocean, and then they go south from there.
So the other direction, they're literally going to California?
No, they'll go out to the East Coast mostly.
Okay.
Because they just follow the Great Lakes out.
So back and forth from the Great Lakes.
Yeah, they'll come down like
coast
from like Nanatuck, like way up in the Arctic Circle, and then they come down through the Chesapeake Bay to get to here, and then they loop down. It's like a shortcut for them to get to the coast, on the east side of the coast.
Well,
instead of going all the way around, they'll go through here. And I'm not saying they all go here. Just
my question about the bands. So when you get a banded duck, Where are these bands coming from?
In the Arctic Circle.
So
literally. And I know of two.
Quite spectacular to have hanging from your lanyard.
I know of two ever, and one of them was shot in Lake Michigan.
Huh.
Yeah, it's.
They don't have extensive banding programs.
They don't, because, I mean, you think about a duck that feeds. I mean, they've been recorded to dive over 200 feet. They've been caught in fishermen's nets.
How in the world?
So it's a widgeon-sized duck that flies with the wind 70 to 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
Have you done this yet, Danielle?
I have not. I actually just found out about it. I am not chicken.
Speak, yes.
I found out about it last year when him and I started becoming buddies.
What blows my mind is that this is literally, no joke, this is kind of like a hidden, misunderstood, mysterious,
and it's a total bucket list hunt.
Oh, it absolutely
mysterious
is.
Kind of aspect of hunting. When you talk about the average hunter in the state of Wisconsin, I mean, most people are deer hunters. They're talking. Mm-hmm. If someone says I'm a hunter, they're going out for the 9-day deer season, you know, and they're wearing blaze orange and they're taking their gun with them. And then you get into some people. Then there are turkey hunters, and there are waterfowl hunter, field hunters, puddle duck hunters. And I think when it comes to actually this type of hunting, a lot of people are apprehensive because they really don't know a lot about it. Me, I'm kind of like a seasick dude, so I get.
Oh no!
I admit I have two. I have you, And the former chief warden who is begging me to go out and do this, and I have yet to do it because I'm actually kind of, I'm kind of scared to do it. I mean, you're towed out there on the Great Lakes in a layout boat.
In 100 feet of water.
In 100 feet of water. Mm-hmm. And if it's cold out, you're not going to.
But honestly, it sounds
exciting. Now, Danielle, you've been noodling. You've stuck your hand in a giant catfish mouth under a log.
I have.
And you could have had a snapping turtle on your hand instead. I mean, that's crazy to begin with.
Perfect story of safety, though, Joel.
Oh.
I've actually. Very, very, very true story with Danielle and I. We went hunting early season last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in shallow water because if you're hunting in a layout boat, 8 feet under you or 100 feet under you, you know, it's not that big of a difference.
No, if you can't stand, and if it's cold water, you can get hypothermia. It doesn't matter.
5 feet of water, if you're 5 miles offshore, it doesn't matter. We're out there, and I have 10 dozen decoys laying, and Danielle's in the middle of these decoys. And all day long, this fisherman is busting roosts of ducks on the lake. Boom, right through them. Boom, right through them. Next thing you know, this guy's flying through Danielle's decoys, and she's laying in the layout boat. Probably, what did he come, 25 yards from you? Like, he was inside
that was
the decoys.
Far. 25 was far. It was
he
close.
Was, like, inside your decoys to get them to jump up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but that just goes.
That is way more dangerous than being out in the middle, because everybody can get so far out in Lake Mill.
But that also goes to the fact that when you're on water, no matter what you're doing, if you're pleasure boating or towing a skier, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You got to be careful,
yes.
And you have to be aware of what's
number
around.
One rule.
No
life.
Question.
Don't
safety,
be
safety.
A jerk.
Yes.
You know. That's yes. That's
thank
the
you for
thing.
Not choosing the actual four little word. That's how quick the first quarter of the show goes, and because it's fascinating. Danielle Fairman is the new host of Raised in the Shaw.
Co-host?
Next new co-host. Yes.
I'm
Joel's retiring all of a sudden.
That was fast.
But I'm going to tell you next when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you about some of the new options for the new name of the show and some of the exciting things that are going to be happening, because obviously with Dan Yell Fairman as co-hosting the show, it's not going to be just Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. However, she was essentially Raised in the Shaw. So she counts on that regard, but we'll give you what we think should be the new name of the show when we come back from the break. And, of course, Mara with Mike Keller when we return on WAUK.